Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hey, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the middle of the wide lines. In our previous shiur, we had learned the machlokes between Rameyer and Rabbanon about Dinei Mamonos, when Dinei Mamonos can be conducted. Rameyer's opinion was that Dinei Mamonos had to be strictly by day. He compared Dinei Mamonos to Negoim. And just like we know the halacha is that Negoim could only be done by day, so too Negoim could be only viewed by day, so too is the halacha regarding, according to Rameyer, Dinei Mamonos. That all Dinei Mamonos, Din Torahs, have to be conducted strictly by day. The Rabbanan disagreed, because the Rabbanan quoted a pasuk, V'shaftu es'om v'choleis, that according to Rabbanan, that pasuk comes to teach us that Dinei Torah could be done by day, that be done all the time. So as we learned in the Mishnah, this is the basis for the opinion of the Rabbanan, that the Din Torah has to be begun by day, but it can be completed by night. And now what the Gemara is up to is to try to understand how we know where Rameyer is going to do with the pasuk of v'shaftu es'om v'choleis. Rameyer, hi v'shaftu es'om v'choleis, my darish bay, given that he holds the Dinei Torah must be done, even Dinei Mamonos, all of the Dinei Torah has to be done by day. As the Gemara, Amar Rava, according to teaches us Rava, that Rameyer will say that this pasuk is coming to teach us l'su'e yoyim ham'unan, to teach us that a Dinei Torah, a Dinei Mamonos Dinei Torah, could be conducted on a cloudy day. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, ein royness in the goyim, Shachris uben habayim. The kohen who views the nega may not do it neither in the morning nor in the afternoon. Reason being, because the nega is identified as a nega when it's a bright color. And in the morning and in the afternoon, the sun doesn't shine brightly, and therefore in such times, dull spots seem to be brighter. Furthermore, v'lo b'toch habayis, they shouldn't be looked at indoors, because again, you don't get a clear picture. V'lo b'yom ha'unon, nor on a cloudy day, because shekera nearest aza, a dull spot at these times will look brighter, and therefore the kohen may incorrectly decide that this is a nega when it really isn't. V'loy b'tzarayim, nor right in the middle of the day when the sun is shining, v'neisha aza near a keah. At that time, a bright spot appears dull. So, says the Gemara, since according to Rameh, as we learned in the previous shiur, he compares Negoyim to Rivim, so we would assume perhaps Rivim to Negoyim, that just like a nega can't be dealt with on a cloudy day, neither should a Din Torah of Dinei Mamonos. That's why, says Rameh, the pasuk b'shaftu es'om b'choleis comes to teach us that it may be dealt with on a cloudy day. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan, who said that a Din Torah of Mamonos could be gone by day and completed by night. And as we learned in the previous year, it's because of a combination of two psukim. One is the pasuk of B'yoyim Hanchiloi Esponov, to teach us that it has to be begun by day. And the other is the pasuk that we just learned, V'shaftu es'om b'choleis, to teach us that it could be ended at night. Rameyer, as I just said, disagrees with the Rabbanan. And Rameyer learned the pasuk of Rivim and the Negoim. So now ask the Gemara, Rameyer, hi, B'yoyim Hanchiloi Esponov, my Ovidlei, what will he do with this pasuk of B'yoyim Hanchiloi Esponov? Answers the Gemara, Hanui Ba'ilei, he needs that pasuk to teach us L'chertani Rav Barchina Kamed Rav Nachman. The pasuk says, V'hoyo B'yoyim Hanchiloi Esponov, to teach us B'yoyim Atamapel Nachlois, we divide up a Yerusha by day, V'yatamapel Nachlois B'layla, not in the evening. Amalei, so Abayi said to Rav Chanina, Elam Ata, at first glance, does this mean man the shachar b'yamama yursalay b'nei, someone who passed away by day, his estate will be divided? Man the shachar b'layla lo yursalay b'nei, somebody who passes away by night, his estate will not be divided by his children? Of course, that makes no sense. Says the Gemara, perhaps what he means to say is dilma din nachlas kamerdle. He's speaking about the din Torah of nachlas regarding Yerusha. The Tanya, as the Brisa said, the pasuk says, "V'hoysel bnei Yisrael chukas mishpat, oira kol parsha kula liyos din." The pasuk comes to teach us that din Torah, that when a person gives instructions on how his estate is to be divided, it's considered a final instruction. Kirav Yehuda Amarav, Damar Yehuda Amarav, Shloisha Shenichnasu Levakas Achayla. If three individuals came to visit a sick person, and the sick person now gives them instructions on how he wants his estate dealt with, the halacha is Ratzu Kaisim, Ratzu Aisudim. They can act in the capacity of Edim, Kaisim. They write down the instructions they're given, or Ratzu Aisudim. They can act in the capacity of Dayanim. Interesting machloikis of Rashbam in Tosfos in Masechta Baba Basra, where the Rashbam says this case is speaking specifically to a situation where they did not enter with the intent to be Edom. However, says the Rashbam, if they entered this home with the intent of being Edom, then the halach is they can never be Dayanim in this case. Tosfos disagrees. And as Reb Shmuel Rizovsky explains the machloikis between the Rashbam and Tosfos, he says a very fundamental explanation. He says, according to the Rashbam, once they decided to be Edom, even though they haven't actually acted as Edom, they are considered Edom, and because they're considered Edom, they can no longer be Dayanim, as we'll learn in a few moments. Whereas according to Tosfos, they're not considered Edom until they actually act in that capacity, where they actually say testimony. And until they actually say testimony, they will not be considered Edom. So they can act in the capacity of being Dayanim, the Rishonim explain, because this is a classical case of Hados Baldin Kamei Edom Dami, where this Baldin himself is saying to them, we are going to be, the Baldin is saying to them, we are agreeable to be I'm telling you what I want, and therefore there's no need to have Edom. Another explanation, very similar, is that the Mefarshim explain that because there's nothing to be gained by having a procedure where Edom will come to testify, everything there is to know, these individuals already know from what they heard from this sick individual, from this chayla, so there's no point in going to have Edom and Dayanim. Says Rav Chisda, this halacha that they can act in the capacity of Edom or in the capacity of Dayanim, if they entered this home by day, if they came at night, since you can't be a Dayan at night, so they only act in the capacity of Edom. Kaisvim, they act in the capacity of Edom. Vein Eisim Din, Mishum Davalel Edom. At night you can't be a Dayan. Vein Eid, so they become Edom. And once they fall into the category of Edom, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Somebody who's an Eid cannot then change and become a Dayan. The reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, I saw a number of pshatim. The Rashbam says, because the pasuk says, "V'omdu shnei hanoshim l'fnei Hashem," which seems to indicate that once they're in the category of Edom, that cannot be changed.
Another pshat is, it's in the category of Eidashiyati Yochel HaZimoy. They're not going to accept Hazama on themselves. If somebody's going to want to be mazed them in the capacity of Eidim, since it's they themselves that are under discussion, they're not going to accept any negative testimony about themselves. And since at night they can't be Dayonim, because a Din Torah can't take place at night, therefore they remain in the category of Eidim. It's interesting to point out, the halacha is that Bika Choylim, the Gemara says, should be done by day. It shouldn't be done in the morning, the Gemara says, because in the morning the ill person always looks healthy. It shouldn't be done at night, and therefore the person visiting them will not think that there's really anything wrong with this Choylim. It shouldn't, on the other hand, be done at night, because at night people think that the chayla is very sick and there's nothing to be done to help him. It should be done specifically during the day. From here we clearly see, point out the Paiskim, that if the need arises, Bika Chaylim could be done even in the evening. So says Rameya, says Rabbi Chanan, Amalei in Hocha Kamina. This is what I said, and this is what Rameya will say, is what this Pasuk comes to teach us. Din and Nefashos, continues the Gemara, Don and Beyoim. We learned that Din and Nefashos take place by day, and they cannot be done at night at all. Mena Hanimili, ask the Gemara from where we know this then. Says the Gemara, Amakra, Vahoyka Oysam Lashem Neger Hashemis. They should be hung up. We'll see how we know the word Hoyka. This refers to the people who worshipped the Avodah Zarah Pa'ar. And the Pasuk says that it should be done right Neger Hashemesh by the sun. And we know, and we'll speak about this more later, that the Torah, right after the sentencing, we give out the punishment, and therefore the Pasuk is teaching us here, it's a proof that it should be done by day. Interesting that the Ragged Shover, based on this Gemara, points out that normally in Halacha, day begins by Lois HaShachar and goes till Tzei Sakochovim. Here, perhaps, says the Ragged Shover, day will not mean Tzei Sakochovim, Lois HaShachar to Tzei Sakochovim, will rather will mean Neitzachama to Lashkia, because the Pasuk is emphasizing Neged HaShemesh, while the sun is still shining, which is only between the Neitz and Shkia. Says the Gemara, we said Hoyka means that they were hung. Amar Rav Chisda, Menayin Hoyka Shitliya. Where do we know that the word Hoyka means to be hung? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'kanam Lashem Begiva Shol B'chir Hashem. The Pasuk in Shmuel discusses that there was a famine for 3 years, and David HaMelech wanted to understand why. So the Urim V'Tumim told him, because Al Shol, that Shol was not Nisbad, he wasn't properly buried and made a hesped kahalacha, and on the Gevoinim, because we know that when David HaMelech was running away from Shol, he took refuge in the city of Noiv Iroi Kahanim, and Shol killed the people of Noiv Kahanim for giving David refuge. And the Gevoinim, who are people who had fooled Yeshua, but Yeshua had promised not to kill them, were supported by the people of Noiv Ir Kahanim, and 7 people from the Gevoinim died. And so David asked them, what will it take for you no longer to be angry about what happened to you? So they said that they wanted 7 of children of Shaul's family to be hung. So the Pasuk says, regarding those 7 members of Shaul's family, and the Pasuk said, V'kanem l'Hashem begiva Shaul b'chir Hashem. And the Pasuk says, V'ksiv, V'tikach, Ritzpah bas Ayo as a sack. Ritzpah bas Ayo took the sack. V'tatei l'Hashem al tzior mitchilas tzior. She sat next to these bodies from the beginning to the end of the summer to make sure that birds or animals would not attack these bodies. And as Rashi points out, even though normally the halacha is loisolin nevlosoy aleitz, that if somebody is hung, we have to immediately take him down, not let him remain overnight. Here, to cause a kiddush Hashem, to show that how we treat people, even of royal lineage, who treated people who were not even special, who weren't really Jewish, they were really non-Jews, how fair we are. That's why this halacha of normally of not letting the body hang was superseded here. V'ksiv. So now we know that the word haika means to hang. Now the Gemara goes back to the pasuk that we began with regarding Klal Yisrael worshipping the Avodah Zarah Par. V'ksiv. V'yom Hashem HaMoshe kach es kol Rashi Am. Take all of the heads of the nation. Pashup shat is that they should be punished. And ask the Gemara, obviously, im om chatu, if the people did an aveira, Rashi om machatu, what aveira did the people, did the heads of the people do that they should be punished? Says the Gemara, om rehudam rav, what the pasuk means is, om la kodesh baruch lemoisha, chalek lehem batei dinim. Go and make a number of batei dinim, so we can execute those people who worship the Baar, and then they should be hung. Question is, if they worshipped Avodah Zarah Pa'ar, is that the punishment that they're hung? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that the punishment for worshipping Avodah Zarah is skila, and after somebody chas v'shalom receives skila, he's hung. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that they were hung because really they were maybe deserving of another type of Mises Bezdin, but the halacha is if the Mises Bezdin that they're supposed to get cannot be done, we give a different type, and here skila was what was available. So chalek lam bati dinam, have many bati dinam available for them to be tried and executed. My tama, what's the reason that they needed many courts? Ilay mishum de ein donim shnayim biyot echod, that a Bezdin doesn't take on two capital cases in one day. Vam Rav Chisda asked the Gemara. Rav Chisda said, "Loi shanel b'shtei misas." That was only said when talking about two different types of cases. Ava misa achas. If it's one case of misa, it's all the same situation as was here. That they Rechman Otzlan worship Par. That loch is done in that one Bezdin could take on more than one case in one day. Says the Gemara. The reason it was done this way was kadesh yoshev charoin af miyisrael. Pashup shad is that as long as there were sinners amongst Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be angry. So we wanted to eliminate as quickly as possible all of the sinners. Another pshat that I saw is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how much effort Klal Yisrael are putting into eliminating the sinners, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that we're doing the right thing and he will no longer be angry at Klal Yisrael. So we learned Dinei Mamonis Goyim by Biyoyim. Dinei Mamonis, could the beginning and the end of the case could all be in one day. However, capital cases, we learned, could end on the same day for acquittal, but if it's conviction, it has to be at least the next day. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that if there's going to be a conviction, it has to be at least delayed by one day? Menonimili, Arav Chanina Damakra, Malaysi Mishpat Sadek Yolam Bav Atam Ratzchem. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the pasuk says that the pasuk is addressing the Dayanim who used to properly delay conviction, and now, says the pasuk, Sadek Yolam Bav, it used to be that they properly delayed paskening for conviction. Vatamaratz, but now the murderers, they don't white. Rav Amin Mahocha, Ashri Chometz, Ashri Dayin Shemechametz Tinoi. The right thing to do is to push off a conviction. Vidach, the man, the Amr that learns the Pasuk of Malaysi Mishpat, what does he use the Pasuk Ashru Chametz to teach us? To teach us Ashri Chametz V'loi Chametz. Many pshat in what this means. Rashi explains as follows. Rashi says that let's say I owe you money and I had left a mashkin with you and I claim that the mashkin that I left with you, you ruined. So now when you bring me to Din Torah to pay the money I owe, I say first let's have a Din Torah about the mashkin that I owe you. Says the Gemara that that's inappropriate. First let's talk about the money that I owe you, then afterwards we'll talk about the mashkin. Similar pshat that I saw in other Rishonim is that you owe me money and then I go and I want to hurt you, force you to pay me, also being inappropriate. A third pshat is that this pasuk is teaching us a very important halacha regarding the procedure of Beis Din. That the halacha is that when the claims are made in Beis Din, the Toveya says his claims first and only afterwards the Nitva. Vidach, and the man, the Amid that learned from the pasuk of Ashru Chametz, Hai Malaysi Mishpat May Avadlei, answers the Gemara to teach us another halacha. Amr Abeleza, Amr Ab Yitzchak, called Tainus Shemalina Bas Tztaka. Any Tainus, the minig was that after the Tainus, they used to give Tztaka. In any Tainus with a delay giving that Tztaka, Kila Shefech Tabim. Shnema Malaysi Mishpat Tzedek. They have to give the Tztaka immediately after the Tainus. Says the Gemara, and this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. However, v'hani mili berift of a tamri, that's if the tzedakah that's given after the tainus is bread and dates, which are ready to eat. So the poor people are relying on that food immediately after the fast day, and it should be given them immediately after the fast day. Ava b'zuzi chiti v'sa'ari, if they don't get ready to eat food, it's money or barley or grain, which isn't readily edible immediately, less lumbar, then there isn't a problem if they delay giving that stock up. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. However, the Meiri points out, this is only in a place where you can't immediately trade in money for food. But if you live in a place like where we live, that if you have money, you could get food essentially any time. So even if it's just money giving to the Aniyim, money is equal to bread, and it has to be given immediately. Another machloikus rishayim is this l'chatchilu b'di'evid, meaning in a place where ready to eat food is not given, does that mean that you could l'chatchilu delay giving the tzedakah, or does it only mean b'di'evid the food, the giving the tzedakah, if it was delayed you didn't do an aveira? The Rambam has a different explanation in the Gemara. The Rambam's explanation in the Gemara is that they used to give a whole variety of foods after a fast day. They gave bread and dates, and they also gave money and barley and wheat. And the Gemara differentiating that the bread and date portion of what was given to them after the fast day should be given immediately. The other parts could be delayed. It's also interesting to note that there are sforim that quote from the Arizal that says that tzedakah should not be given at night. Here we clearly see that tzedakah was given on the night after a tainus. So I saw that even those that follow the minhag of the Arizal agree that when the Arizal says that tzedakah should not be given at night, it means that you go to write checks for tzedakah, don't write your tzedakah checks at night, write them by day. But if somebody approaches you for tzedakah at night, of course you should give him tzedakah. Another pshat that I saw is that what the Gemara here means is that tzedakah should be given if it's matan b'seiser could be given any time. Another pshat that I saw is that if it's a mitzvah of veris, that tzedakah cause that may not be there later, of course such tzedakah can be given even at night. Lefikach, said the Mishnah further, we don't have capital cases on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Asked the Gemara, my Tama, Mishum de Layefshah. Says the Gemara, it's impossible to save such a din Torah. Because Hecha Levit, exactly what should be done. L'dayna b'mali shapsa, to have the din Torah on Friday, for Ligmar l'dina b'mali shapsa, and give the verdict of Friday, says the Gemara, Dilma Chazot Tam L'chayva, we need to be concerned that maybe Bezdin is going to vote for conviction. Uboy l'mevet halonas adin, and the halacha is that we have to, we can never give a conviction without waiting overnight, and therefore it's going to turn out that the conviction will be given on Shabbos, which, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, is an impossible situation. I saw a very interesting shaila in the Dvar Havrom. He said it's clear in our Gemara, as we learned and will learn, that halonas hadin, if there's going to be a conviction, we have to wait at least overnight before the conviction is actually decreed. What will be if Bezdin did not do halonas hadin? How is that to be viewed? Is it to be viewed that they didn't do halonas hadin, and therefore we'll wait for the execution until the next day, but it isn't the reason to overturn the conviction? That's one approach that he explains. Another approach that he explains is that if there was a conviction before there was halonas hadin, if there was a conviction before Bezdin had a night to consider, it disqualifies the entire conviction, and the din Torah will be thrown out. L'dayna b'mali shapsa, on the other hand, to make the din Torah on Friday, for ligmri b'shapsa, and to give the verdict on Shabbos, v'liktali b'shapsa, and then execute him on Shabbos, as we're going to learn later in our shir, ein ritzicha doichas haShabbos. We're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. On the other hand, v'liktei le'urta, to wait until the evening, and as the Rishonim explain, that will only give the convict, will only pass the verdict right before Shabbos is over, so that there shouldn't be a problem of halonas hadin, and immediately afterwards, after Shabbos is over, Motzoi Shabbos will execute him. Says the Gemara, as we learned earlier, that isn't an option, because neged haShemesh beinan, execution has to be by day. On the other hand, v'ligmer l'dina b'shapsa, to complete the din Torah on Shabbos, v'liktalei b'chad b'shapsa, and only do the execution on Sunday, is also not an option, because nimtzat manastinoi, the person is going to be in agony waiting for his execution. We're supposed to execute him right after the verdict. Why must execution take place immediately after the verdict? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is, the pasuk says, v'haft l'reacha kamoicha, and making the person wait for his execution certainly is a violation of a haft l'reacha kamoicha. Another pshat is that the Torah says that v'arta hara mikabecha, we immediately have to eliminate the person who did the avera, and therefore he should be executed immediately. Another pshat that I saw is that it falls into the category of tzar bal chayim. Ask Tosfos, how could the Gemara suggest that we should have a din Torah on Shabbos? The Gemara, he says, in Masechta Beis, says that dine mominis are not conducted on Shabbos because we're concerned that they may come to right. So why is the Gemara even considering that we should have a din Torah on Shabbos? Answers Tosfos, this is the way the Achronim explain what Tosfos says. In a dine mominis, we're starting the din Torah perhaps on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and as we learned and will learn, the claims of all the parties have to be recorded, and you may come to right on Shabbos. The din in nefashos that we're referring to here is where the case primarily took place on Friday already, before Shabbos. The only concern is that there may be new arguments that come up on Shabbos. So that, explained the Mefarshim, would be a situation of a Sfek Sveka. Firstly, we don't know if new arguments that need to be recorded will come up. And furthermore, people do remember Shabbos, typically, and will not come to right. And from here we see, points out the Shaios HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov, that when it's necessary, perhaps a din Torah could be conducted on Shabbos. He speaks about a very unfortunate situation. He speaks about a situation that somebody was, two Jews were traveling and they were attacked. One Jew was murdered and thrown into a pit, and the other Jew was very severely injured, and that Jew who was severely injured made it to the city, and it was very unclear if he would survive. And he wanted to say and it was on a Shabbos, and he wanted to say testimony that his companion was murdered so that the companion's wife should not remain an aguna. Says the Shvus Yaakov that under, just like Al Gemara perhaps was suggesting, that under certain situations we could have a din Torah on Shabbos, such testimony can be offered on Shabbos. Tosfos also goes on to point out that why would murdering executing somebody on be also on Shabbos? Isn't this a situation of kilkel, where we're doing damage, and we know that mekalkel b'chabura, doing damage as potter, is not considered chil Shabbos? So Tosfos says that this is not considered mekalkel, because the person who's executed gets a kapara through the through his execution, and therefore it's not considered mekalkel. Continues the Gemara with suggesting that nedayne b'mali shapsa, perhaps we should begin the din Torah on Friday for nigmrei b'chad b'shapsa, and complete the din Torah on Sunday. Says the Gemara, we need to be concerned mincha tamayu, that the dayonim will forget their reasoning from Friday to Sunday. Says the Gemara, afogav, even though, as we learned, the shnei sefer dayonim amnul fneim, there were court scribes that recorded the kaisrim divrei hamazakin for divrei mechayvim, so they can review what was said on Friday. Says the Gemara, ned puma kasvinin, even though we do record what they articulated, however, liba de inchi inchi, not everything that the dayin was thinking did he necessarily say, and he had things that he was just thinking that he never articulated and therefore was never recorded, and we need to be concerned will be forgotten. Hilchos Lo-Efshar, therefore there's no option to have a din Torah on Erev Shabbos. Amalei Rish Lakish L'Rab Yochan, v'tehei kvuras meis mitzvah, ask the Gemara, should not the kvura of a meis mitzvah doich Shabbos be doich Shabbos, that if somebody finds a meis mitzvah he should be allowed to bury it on Shabbos based on the following kal v'chomer? And the reason the Gemara begins with this sugya, because ultimately this is going to be the proof that what we just mentioned a moment ago, that ein ritzicha doichas Shabbos, murdering somebody, executing somebody, may not be done on Shabbos. Very big machloikas achroinim. What does the Gemara mean here? V'tei meis mitzvah doichas Shabbos. The mitzvah eisen says the way to understand the Gemara is as the Gemara says, that just like we're going to see that the Torah was specifically allowed that a meis mitzvah should be buried even by a person who's not allowed to be tameh. Here too, the Gemara is suggesting that that should be allowed to be done on Shabbos. That's one pshat. Another pshat, however, is the Torah's Chaim's pshat. That a meis on Shabbos, every meis is a meis mitzvah. Because we can't, they're all meisim on Shabbos are in the same category as a meis mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara, according to Torah's Chaim, is asking that we should be allowed to bury anybody on Shabbos, based on the following kal v'chomer. If doing the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, which obviously involves chil Shabbos, supersede Shabbos, kvuras meis mitzvah doicha isa, but yet burying a meis mitzvah is doicha. The avoida, how do we know it? From the word lachoisa, because the Torah says regarding a nazir, lo'aviv v'le'imai lo'achiv u'lachoisoi lo yitam alohem b'moisam. Actually, the Gemara picks up in the middle of a braisa. The Gemara says the word, the braisa says the word lo'avav comes to teach us that even though a nazir is not allowed to even become tamei to his father, he may become tamei to meis mitzvah. Le'imai comes to teach us that not only if he's a nazir, but even if he's a nazir who's a kohen, he's not allowed to become tamei to his mother, to his relatives, but he is allowed to become tamei to meis mitzvah. The braisa picks up with the words lachoisoi, The word la'achiv continues the Brayse that comes to teach us that if the nazir is a kohen gadol, still the halach is that he's allowed to become tamei to a meis mitzvah, and la'chayse comes to teach us harei shehoyach la'hoylich lishchot es pischoy or limol es benoy. If somebody was going to shech the Karban Pesach, which he won't be able to do when he's tamei, or he was going to do a milah for his son, again he can't bring Karban Pesach unless all of his family members had the proper milah. And here we again have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Who is the Braisa speaking about? Rashi says the Braisa is speaking about a kohen gadol who happens to be a nazir. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the Gemara is talking about anybody. The halach is that we have an individual who's going to shech the Karban Pesach, going to be Malus son, and as he's traveling, the Shomer Shemes Lemes, he gets the terrible news that one of his close relatives passed away. Yochel Yitame, we may think he should become Tame. Amrit the Pasuk says, Lo Yitame. Under such circumstances, he should not become Tame. Yochel Kshen Shem Yitame Lechoysoi, Kach En Yitame Lemes Mitzvah, Tameloim Lechoysoi. Lechoysoi Huda En Yitame, he doesn't become Tame to his sister, Lemes Mitzvah. So from this price, it's very obvious that the mitzvah of burying a meis mitzvah supersedes bringing a carbon. Now the Gemara wants to say, based on this background, that the same should be regarding that burying a meis mitzvah should also be doiche Shabbos with the following kavachoymer. Shabbos shenitches mipnei avoidah. If Shabbos, which also gets pushed away for the avoidah, as we said it before, the avoidah may be done and is done in Shabbos. Certainly, ein adin shtei meis mitzvah doichaisa. Certainly, meis mitzvah should be doichais it. Ask Tosfos, what kind of kavachaim is this? Don't we have a rule of dialovim in adin lias kenidin? When we say that the avoidah is nitcha, it's b'sheva al taisa. That we don't do the avoidah, we have to bury a meis mitzvah. Here we're talking about actively doing kfuras meis mitzvah. So how can we compare the two situations? So Tosfos answers that even though there's a rule of daya lovim in adin, lias kenidin, still we don't say if by applying the concept of dayoi, the entire kavachoyma will be refuted, then we don't apply the concept of daya. Amalei, so now what the Gemara is saying, we seem to have a kavachoymer that kfuras meis mitzvah should be doiche Shabbos. Amalei ritzicha techiach. And this is, as I said before, how it comes into our sugya. From the din of executing a murderer, we can prove that this kavachoymer is incorrect. Because the halach is shedoiche es avoida, ritzicha is doiched avoida, as the pasuk says, "Im mizbechi tikachen alomus." If a kohen wants to do the avoida, but he's a person that's going needs to be executed, we don't let him do the avoida. And yet, veina doiches Shabbos. And yet, as we said earlier, executing somebody who's chiv misa doesn't override Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, and why takanat? Maybe ritzicha gufa titches a shabbos mekavachoymer. We should say a kavachoymer that should allow for the execution of such an individual on Shabbos. With the following kavachoymer, because a ma avoider shadoiches a shabbos. If avoider, which we've been learning, has the ability to override Shabbos, ritzicha doichaisoi. Shenemar, as we said, im mizbechi tikachel nulamos. But Rashi says that even though we're saying that the execution of a murderer, if he's a kohen and he wants to do the avoida, we execute him. That's only if he hasn't yet begun to do the avoida. But if he's a mill of avoida, then we allow him to finish that avoida. Shabbos, so certainly Shabbos, which is nitchas mne avoida, ain't a din shtei retzicha doi chayisoi. Retzicha is stronger than avoida, and avoida is stronger than Shabbos. So therefore, we should, by reasoning, conclude that retzicha is more than Shabbos. Amarava. We learn it from what we learned in the Brisa of Rishmal. The Tana Beir Rishmal, the Pasuk says, Lo Svara Eish Matam Alayma. The Pasuk singles out the Isser of doing Havara, of making a fire on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Matam Alayma. Ile Rabbi Yossi, if it's coming to Rabbi Yossi, it's coming to teach us Lelav Yotzis. To teach us that it's only a lav, not in the same category as all the other malachas of Shabbos. Iril Reb Nosson, if according to Reb Nosson, lechalak yotzitz. It's come to teach us that if somebody does all 39 malachas in one helam, person forgot today is Shabbos and he did all 39 malachas, he's chayiv 39 separate kabonas. Kritanya, as we learned, Havara l'lav yotzis, the Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, the melacha of Havara is only a lav. Rav Nosson Omer l'chalak yotzis, it's come to teach us that each melacha is considered a separate aveira. It's interesting that the Mefarshim explain why indeed, according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara l'lav yotzis, why is Havara treated than all the other melachas? And the way the Mefarshim explained the question is as follows. We know the model of what is considered a malacha in, what is considered a malacha on Shabbos is whatever was a malacha, whatever was done in the base Hamigdash, in the building of the Mishkan. And certainly fire was made in the building of the Mishkan. So why is Havara only a lav, not a, why is Havara a lav? Why isn't it like the other malachas? So I saw the Mefarshim explain that the first Shabbos that there was in the world, Adam HaRishon, there was no fire yet. Because we know that fire was only created on Matzoi Shabbos. That's one of the reasons we, in fact, make a Bayre Mayre HaEish by Havdolah on Matzoi Shabbos. So since fire wasn't in existence during the first Shabbos in the creation of the world, that's why fire is different than all the other malachas. But again, says the Gemara, the Braisa began, what do we need the word Lois Tavaru Eish? So we explained, either Lav al Chalik, El Amarava, Tana Meshavis Kashle. The word Meshavis at the end of Lois Tavaru Eish B'chom Meshavis Seichem was the question. Meshavis Matam Aloimer. Michti, Meshavis seems to mean that only in Eretz Yisrael where we dwell is this mitzvah applicable. But that's not accurate. Because Michti, Shabbos Chayvus Agufu, Shabbos is not dependent on a specific place. And we know that any mitzvah which is a Chayvus Aguf, says the Gemara, no heges, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. And therefore asked the Braisa, Meshavis the Kos Rachman Alamali, why did the Torah add the word b'chol Moshvei Seichen? B'shimr Shmol Oma Tamil Achat, l'fish Nema, because the pasuk says, "Kiyeh be'ish chait mishpat mavis v'humas," that if somebody did an aver for which he should be put to death, shemayani, I would assume that he should be put to death bein b'chol bein Shabbos, either during the week or on Shabbos. V'amani mekayim mechalav mas yumas b'sham malachas. When the Torah says that you're not do malach on Shabbos, I would say it's talking about other malachas, chutz mises bezdin, or ain't afil mises bezdin, or maybe even mises bezdin are prohibited in Shabbos. And how will we explain the pasuk that says that somebody who does such an aver should be put to death? It means b'chol, strictly during the week of Eloi b'Shabbos. Or Eino Elo, or perhaps, maybe, such a person I feel b'Shabbos may be executed. Tamaloimer, le'shavaru eish b'chol ma'ish v'seichem. U'la'alon hu'aymer, v'hoya elu l'chem l'chukas mishpat l'dar seichem b'chol ma'ish v'seichem. Ma'am ha'shavis ha'omer l'halon. That pasuk is referring to Bezdin regarding the execution. Ah, Meshavis Amakan. What is the pasuk saying? What does the pasuk mean with Meshavis here? The pasuk is referring to Bezdin. So referring, as Rashi explains, to the type of misa of sreifa, that's one of the misas bezdin, which involves the malacha burning, v'amrechmana, and the Torah says, l'savaru esh b'chol ma'shveseichem, that it may not be taken, it may not be done on Shabbos, even in bezdin, an execution may not take place on Shabbos.